Hi everyone, this is Carissa from Adore Them, a parenting website that provides expert advice and resources to help you find the joy in parenting. The article that I'm about to read for you is part of our Be My Valentine collection and is titled Alternative Ways to Spend Valentine's Day and is written by guest contributor Sierra Redman. February 14th, or as we all know, Valentine's Day, is around the corner. Starting on New Year's Day, a sea of pink and red flood aisles and stores just waiting to snatch your hard-earned coins for just 24 hours of a love story, a half-eaten box of chocolate, and a restaurant tab that can take your bank account from hero to zero. If you're anything like me and my alter ego, Frugal Francis, you're always looking for a good deal even on Valentine's Day. Because, I mean, hashtag all 365 days matter, hashtag all coins matter, hashtag no holiday against me shall prosper. If frugal is also your middle name, you have come to the right place. I will be delivering 5 alternative Valentine's Day date ideas. Let me help you spend less on gifts and invest more in memories. Number 1. Celebrate Valentine's Day on February 13th or 15th. Now I know someone is reading this like, absolutely not, because Valentine's Day is the 14th. Trust me, I know because stores have peer pressured everyone for almost 2 months to celebrate on time, but hear me out. Yes, this special day is all about love and bliss, but it's also a way for businesses to boost their sales for the year. You may see gifts discounted for the holiday, but what they don't tell you is that they mark gifts up prior to Valentine's Day weekend, only to drop it to its original price and call it a sale. No one is saving coins like that, and you have been bamboozled. So I propose this solution, spending Valentine's Day a day early or late to save money. Also, whatever activity you decide to do on this day will be cheaper and less crowded. Here's an even brighter side to waiting till the 15th. If you must have chocolate, it's 50 to 75% off at this point. Number 2, keep it inside. For a lot of people, going out and dressing up is the highlight of Valentine's Day, but staying inside can have its benefits. Staying inside to cook gives you the opportunity to try different recipes, even a 4-course meal for 2 under $30. You also have the ability to be creative by decorating with flowers and candles. Who says you can't dress up? Feel free to dress up or down as you choose. And remember, the most important aspect is the intimacy of your evening indoors. My absolute favorite website for meal and decor ideas is Pinterest. Number 3, find the free or cheap events in your city. If you look around enough, there are tons of free love music, free dancing, free open mic nights, events, and more. Look for things in your city for free depending on you and your partner's taste, and you won't regret the evening you will have. Some of my favorite sites to use are Eventbrite, Eventful, Facebook, and some major cities even have their own apps. You're welcome. Number 4, couples massages. Taking a day to relax and feel blissful is something that no one will turn down. Now I know you're thinking, aren't massages expensive? Yes, they can be, unless you're using one of my favorite apps, Groupon. With Groupon, you can search by city for the cheapest price for massages in your city and even read reviews before purchasing for 10% to even 90% off. Number 5, food truck and stroll. This is my absolute favorite idea of them all. In cities like Atlanta, there are food truck parks and festivals at many different times of the year. If you live in a place where it's not super cold in February, then this is a great option for you. Food trucks offer a wide variety of meals to choose from, and you will wait half the time to get your food and start enjoying your date. Plus, one of the best things about this is after you're done eating, you can take a stroll around the park and talk in a quieter atmosphere than a restaurant. I hope you enjoyed my post about 5 alternative ways to spend your Valentine's Day this year. Have an amazing Valentine's Day, lovers. For more parenting content, check out adorethem.com, where we publish a new collection each week that focuses on a different parenting topic. These collections include articles, videos, printables, products, and more. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe.